section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Mega Powers reunite, best of five series for the TNA tag titles, and Daniel Bryan news. All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Off the Mark, we are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So, at the end of the month, the Elimination Chamber returns. What are your thoughts on this, Aaron?
Well, I think that this was kind of a forced move, actually, because of what happened with Daniel Bryan. Because Daniel Bryan was forced to vacate the IC title, and because of that, they announced that there was going to be another pay-per-view, which was going to be the Elimination Chamber, which would then showcase the IC title in the chamber.
Now, do you think that the real reason they're not calling this technically a pay-per-view, it's a WWE Network exclusive. Do you think they're actually doing this so then they don't have to pay like what royalties to the wrestlers because it's a network exclusive?
I doubt that. I'm sure that they're going to come up with some way to pay the people. Of course, that was one of the big things for CM Punk. One of the reasons why he left is because he felt he wasn't getting paid, you know, and with the network coming out, he didn't know what was going to happen. And you know, it's kind of crazy to think about, but CM Punk left when the pay-per-view was still around. You know, I mean, he was never on a WWE network show. So it's kind of weird to think. But no, so Daniel Bryan vacated the IC title, Andy, and that forced, I think, them to come up with this.
Yeah, and it's weird because they picked an arena that has, they can actually put the Elimination Chamber in. And I'm wondering if they're just doing this because maybe subscribers aren't, they're not watching it as much as they thought. Because the rumor, or at least what they said, was that the average person watches the WWE Network 4 hours and 4 minutes a month. And they said 6% of the people that actually subscribe to it don't even log in, which I found kind of funny.
Well, and that happens. You know, people who subscribe to Netflix don't watch Netflix all the time, but they do it because it's easy to do. You know, Netflix at $8 or so a month, you know, for it, that's cheap. You know, and a lot of people spend that much on coffee in a week, you know, if not more. So, you know, $8 isn't anything. Some people may go months without ever watching Netflix. I know, you know, I had Netflix for a long time and I decided to cancel because I thought it's been about 3 months since I've watched it. Maybe I should get rid of it. And I think same thing with WWE Network. That's one of the reasons why I said I think from a business standpoint, it still was a bad idea for them to get rid of the commitment. I think the commitment needed to be there.
Yeah, I do agree with that. It actually reminds me of a gym membership. Some people have it and they never go because, you know, it's there. And, you know, at least for me, if I pay for something, I want to utilize it. That's why, like, for me, I do go to the gym. And also, I do watch Netflix, especially for Daredevil. And also with the network, I do watch pretty much, I think I've actually now have watched everything they've ever put out on the network.
And everything they've ever put out.
Everything. And I'm not making this up. Even like the unfiltered stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. I have not watched the latest unfiltered, but I
watched. You mean every original piece of content.
Every original from Countdown to not the Beyond the Rings. I've watched some of them because, well,
and I've watched quite a bit of it too. I haven't watched all of it or anything, but you know, I definitely have watched quite a bit of it. But you know, I understand what your point is, though, you know, talking about, you know, doing the Elimination Chamber as a way to probably, you know, try to get subscribers. For me, the biggest selling point of the WWE Network is the pay-per-views. And I think that's the way for most people. It's $10 a month and you get it and then you get the pay-per-views. It's a win-win scenario, right? So but here's the thing. Them doing this, I think, is a very smart move. I think it's really cool for them to announce 3 weeks in advance, by the way, we're doing a special event. I think that's kind of cool. Now, if they did that this week and they said, by the way, guys, on Sunday, we're having a pay-per-view just randomly, I'd be like, wow, that is a very, very poor move. I got plans this Sunday. I'm going out and doing this, you know, and I'm not going to be able to watch it. And also, where's the buildup? You know, who cares? You know, what's the point in this? That sort of thing. But I think, you know, 3 weeks out, that's fine. They announced it. They're still focusing on the pay-per-view for, you know, this month, which is Payback. And then they're going to have a pay-per-view in 2 more months that's only on the network. And I think that's a pretty smart move for the most part. I'm looking forward to it. And honestly, like if you were a subscriber for the month of May, Even if you get it for free, you got your money's worth, if not more.
Yeah, because you have to remember, Payback is on Sunday, and then on Wednesday you have NXT Unstoppable, and then you have the 2 weeks later, you have the last Sunday of the month, you have another special event only on the network, which is interesting because it's only on the network. You can't get it pay-per-view wise. So
yeah, and we call it pay-per-view just because that's what we have always called it. And WWE calls it pay-per-view still for the most part. You know, I wonder what they're going to – they've been calling them special events, but they're going to have to come up with a different name for it just to, you know, I guess differentiate between a pay-per-view and a WWE Network pay-per-view.
Yeah, man. But I will say that I am sad about Daniel Bryan vacating the IC title, though, getting back to that. It's actually really sad because we don't know exactly what it is, but I think it's time that he actually gets the surgery done. So, he, I mean, he's going to be out for 6 months if he gets surgery. They haven't announced it yet, but you have Hideo Itami who is going to be out for 6 months, and they are still promoting that he's going to be at the special event next Wednesday. So...
NXT one, yeah. You know, I agree. You know, if I was Daniel Bryan or if I was in his shoes, I would definitely have something done to make it that I would be able to wrestle again. Because the biggest problem is that he really relies on anything but modern medicine. And the one thing I will say is modern medicine is there because they use science. And for somebody who prides himself on, you know, being in touch with nature, you know, science is something that, you know, it's smart to do, you know, it's smart to use, you know, modern technology and modern healing technology too. And if I were him, that's what I would do. And I hope that he does. I hope that he doesn't do what Steve Jobs did and, you know, do some Eastern bull crap.
I completely agree. So what do you think about the mega powers reuniting?
I actually think it's in bad taste. What about you?
I'm weird about this because at one moment I'm like, you know what? This is awesome. But then it's the same thing. It's like, did they ask, you know, like Mr. Poffo, Lenny, if they could use the Macho gimmick? And then also Axel's asking Hogan, can I use your gimmick for the time being to help get myself over till I change to a different gimmick? That's what I'm wondering.
You know, I think with Axel, that his whole gimmick, I think, worked really well for him. And I think it was a smart move by WWE for what they did for it. You know, so that aside, Damian Sandow, the gimmick that they're going with for him is he's imitating people. And that's fine. You know, and that got him over with The Miz. And this was the issue I had. That's why I thought that he needed to stay with him, because when you broke them up, those two together, the sum of those two were greater than them apart, you know, and they call that synergy in the business world. And they really had it. And I think that you really should have kept them together, you know, have a heel and a face as a tag team. The problem is when you broke them up, what do you do with Sandow now? And they're making a Macho Man, the Macho Sandow or Macho Mandow. Really? To me, that's kind of crapping on him. I feel, you know, when, Black Machismo did it. That was kind of funny. It worked very well for what it was. The problem I have with Sandow is that he could do so much more, and they're giving him this crap gimmick.
And do you think it's interesting that he actually did almost like a genius gimmick, and then, you know, then he of course just
he went from Lanny to Randy, basically.
Right. I find that interesting, but I almost wish that they would just drop it all for him and let him be himself, because I think not having the, you know, I'm better than you gimmick, I think works fine because everyone wants the underdog and he has been. And I thought him and Axel feuding for a little bit would be a great open card or mid, basically, you know, like maybe third or fourth match, you know, at best case scenario for them. But it's almost.
No, that's an opener. I mean, that's the first or second match, you
that's
know, or
a, that's
it's the dark
that's
match.
On the YouTube. You
know. Yeah, I think that they've done a very poor job with Sandow. And, you know, he came out and he, you know, gave a little speech a couple of weeks ago, which I think was great. And, you know, I totally understood where he was coming from. The crowd definitely liked him, you know. But I feel that right now, if I were to say, you know, I'm going to call it early, but fallen from grace wrestler of this year is probably going to be Damian Sandow. for me.
And I believe that's because of the WWE. It's not because of him.
No.
I think the WWE is like, we don't know what to do with
it. You know, like when we do that, typically it's not the wrestler's fault. Typically it's creative. You know, they typically do a terrible job with them.
That's sad. And the one thing I still don't get is, okay, so you broke Harper and Rowan up from the Wyatts, and you tried to push Rowan as a face, which failed, of course.
Oh, dude, but he was such an amazing face. I mean, he's bald, he has a red beard and a sheet mask. What doesn't scream face to you?
That is true. I just, I almost wish that they would just, I mean, I understand they're reuniting the Wyatts, but are they going to be with Bray, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Or here's the other thing. Are they reuniting him so then Bray can have another stable?
Like bring him back together. I could see that. I think that these two are better together. I think that Harper is definitely the better of the two. Rowan is okay. But he needs a tag team. You know, he's a guy who is not going to do well in a singles area. You know, he's the type of person that would be going for the hardcore title. You know, like if we take dial this back to 98, 99, Harper, in my opinion, should be going for the European, potentially battling for the IC title, but never winning it. And Rowan is going for the hardcore title. And that's probably it.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know what you do with Rowan. That's the thing, because both of them are good in the ring, but it's like, what do you do with them? They're just big guys that can wrestle. And the thing
is... Yeah, but Rowan doesn't have a look. He doesn't have a promo. Like, Rowan is a lost cause, in my opinion. You know, I'll be honest. I cannot really tell you much about his wrestling ability. You know, it's not memorable. I mean, that much I can tell you. His look, he has a unique look. But it's not a good look, you know, like Harper's. Harper is a much better look, and he can't get a promo. He can't at all.
You know, one thing that I really have been thinking about more and more is that I believe that that Dean Ambrose is going to win the WWE title on Sunday. And I know, and here's the thing, they're setting it up for it, and it wouldn't surprise me, because remember, DDP, no one gave him a chance in that Fatal 4-Way, and he won, and everyone was shocked. The thing is it too soon to hotshot the title to Dean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Do you do it now, or do you say, no, well, because for the Elimination Chamber, they're saying for a champion, but they're not saying who it is. So to me, it's almost like they're going to give the title to someone else. But is it time? That's the thing. Or do you wait till like SummerSlam and have Dean actually do it? Because if you remember, because I thought it was going to be, you know, 2/3 of the Shield and Orton versus Seth Rollins is what I thought it was going to be. And they're going to take him out. But yeah, I don't know.
I disagree with you. Okay. I think Rollins is going to win. You know, on Sunday, when the dust is settled, Rollins will end up winning. It'll be a finisher spam at the end, you know, where we have, you know, Dirty Deeds, RKO, Spear. Then Rollins comes in and throws one of them out, pins them 1, 2, 3. That's why, you know, it should be elimination, first of all. I mean, that's the big thing. Or it should be a tag style 4-way, but we won't go into that. Instead, here's the issue. Dean Ambrose is over. He's getting more over. But he's not the type of guy right now who you should give the title to. If you just gave him the title, it doesn't mean that much. What did he do to work for that title? Not much. Remember when Sheamus won the WWE title and how people poo-pooed him? They did that for a reason, because who cared? There was no reason for him to win that title. There was nothing about him winning that title that was like, oh my God, that's so great. He deserved that. And same thing with Ambrose. I'm not saying Ambrose doesn't deserve it, but Ambrose, he needs to work to win that title. And that's when the crowd is going to get a sigh of relief of, oh, finally, he deserved that. I'm so glad he got the title. Instead, if he won it, it'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool. But it's not like Seth Rollins winning at WrestleMania, you know? So I think that Seth Rollins is going to hold this title till probably Money in the Bank or SummerSlam.
Ooh, interesting. Now, are you coming around to Roman Reigns yet? Because for me, I never liked him, but every week he's improved. And I think the reason why I didn't like him is that they're like, we're going to give you the title just because. And to me, I thought, I'm like, well, he didn't really work that hard to get there. And I think that's why I didn't like him. But now he's actually, I'm starting to like him a little bit, which I never thought I'd say. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on him?
Here's what I would do. You can't have Roman Reigns win the title at Payback. You can't. Because him winning the title at Payback is not the same as him winning at WrestleMania. If he wins at WrestleMania, you know, yeah, a lot of people are going to poop on him, but he's going to be a made superstar because he beat Brock Lesnar. WWE, though, was smart. They did the right move. What I would do is you have this build up, this match, Money in the Bank, you do the same, you know, and then finally at SummerSlam, when you have Seth Rollins go against Roman Reigns for the WWE title, if Roman Reigns beats Seth Rollins one-on-one then in a big match, that is when you have Roman Reigns win. That's when you have him with the title, have him hold the title for a while. And I don't think people are going to be as mad about it then. And the reason why is because Roman Reigns has been built up enough. He's lost the right matches. They've made him look strong. You know, they've done all the right things with Roman Reigns. So in my opinion, that's what I would do. I would have Roman Reigns beat Seth Rollins at SummerSlam.
What if they did something where Dean Ambrose won, but Seth Rollins had his like arm underneath one of the ropes, and then the following night they had to give the title back to Rollins?
Oh, do like a dusty finish. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't do it the following night. I would do it that night because, and this is more me personally, but I really hate when you look at the record books and you see that, you know, before Daniel Bryan won his third WWE title, he was a 2-time WWE champion that held the title for one day.
That is true. But what?
And that annoys me personally. So you're going to give Dean Ambrose the title. He'll have one reign for one day.
No. Actually, he'll win it. And then Kane will come in and say, nope, he had his arm underneath one of the ropes, restart the match. And then
the way that they record it, though, I mean, it's just like with Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler, when he finally won the world title from Alberto Del Rio, it would have been a huge thing if that was his first win. It was his second time with the title because he was awarded it the first time and then lost it immediately. You know, like doing stuff like that. And that's just me personally. I think that's dumb. I think it devalues titles, you know. So WWE could do something like that. Me personally, though, I think that would be a very, very poor idea.
All right. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs that are freestyle builder, and hands on the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShop.com. Have you used that code that I sent you yet, Aaron?
Nope.
Let's talk some Impact Wrestling. It was live last week. They announced a best of five series for the tag titles because, of course, Jeff Hardy breaking his leg. It's going to be at least 8 weeks before he can actually get back in the ring. So Slammiversary is pretty much out. But, of course, Matt came out, laid the tiles down, and then the Wolves reappear. So they decided best of five series. So I'm actually looking forward to this. Didn't they just do something like this something very similar to this?
Yeah, they did that 3-4 years ago when it was Motor City Machine Guns versus Beer Money. Although that one was kind of weird because it was a best of five series. The fifth match, they made it 2 out of 3 falls. So basically, it was a best of seven series, right?
Yeah.
Right? You know, it just, yeah. Anyway.
Well, no, would it be a best of eight series technically?
No, it's a best of seven then, but.
You're right. Never mind. Best of seven. Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, but they, I'm okay with this. The problem I have with the best of five series, and they've done this before, Booker T. Benoit, obviously, the second time.
Honestly, that was the
and it was best good. Of series. It was good. But the thing that I don't like about them is that somebody, and it's formulaic. One team goes up by two or three, and then the other team comes back and they fight from underneath, and then they get the three wins. And then you know it's going to the fifth one. The thing that I would much rather have is one, one, And then the other one goes for the, and gets the second one. Then, you know, then you could have the other one potentially get the second one or potentially lose, you know? And I get it. What they're trying to do is they have the two wins. So that way the final three matches matter the most, you know, because look, what's the most exciting? Hockey, baseball, basketball, game seven. That's the most exciting thing to see. And they're trying to do that. You know, that's the only thing I don't like. I like both teams. I think that it's a smart move to have them in there. I can't wait till the pay-per-view, which is Slammiversary, that they're probably going to have the fifth match at, I'm guessing. I can't wait for that because that's going to be really cool. And Slammiversary is actually happening in June this year. It's going to be TNA's first pay-per-view since Bound for Glory of last year.
This is a tough one, dude, because I want to get it, but I think we're spoiled right now with pay-per-views because we pay $10 a month for it. I'm assuming that this one's going to be $45. And it's going to be tough for me to actually throw the money down just to watch the pay-per-view. So, I'm wondering if WWE is going to start hurting pay-per-views. I mean, but I also want to watch it live on the big screen in HD. So I'm going to end up forcing to throw the money down, unfortunately.
What if TNA had their own network, like the WWE Network has all of TNA's programming on there, you know, has behind the scenes stuff, you know, the top tens, that type of thing. And they have the pay-per-views on there. They decide every month we're going to do a pay-per-view. And let's say it was $8 a month. Is that worth it to you?
Yes, I believe it would be worth it then. Because
so $8 is probably, that's your...
I would even go 10 for them because if
you I... You would go 10 for them. I wouldn't.
Well, I mean, okay, if they said that it's going to be $7.95, it's going to be like Netflix or $7.99 like Netflix or Hulu, I would probably do it. But I almost wish that they would partner with someone to have the network. Like maybe it's not a network, it's just all on demand stuff. And then you have the ability to watch the pay-per-view live some way. But man, them doing their own network, they would lose a ton of money. I'll just say that now. They could do it over YouTube. That's the thing. But then it's
free. Yeah, I mean, they would have to do something in order to do it. Obviously, WWE has the capital to invest in a network. But, you know, the reason I asked for TNA is because, in my opinion, if you told me it's $8 a month, you get all, and they do a monthly pay-per-view, you know, a monthly payoff, I would say, okay, you know what? That's actually worth it to me. And I guarantee you that they would have more subs than what they get for their pay-per-view numbers, which I believe is in the 10 to 20,000 range, I want to say. I bet you could get 50,000 people to subscribe to the TNA network at $8 a month.
But the thing is,
it would be a little less for them, but...
Yeah, but you'd have to have people who would want to, you know, pay for it. I mean, granted, with us getting spoiled this way with the WWE network, this is a big deal. You know, if they came out and said, hey, it's going to be $30 for the pay-per-view, I wouldn't even think twice about it. You know, I would say, yes, let's do it because it's $30 opposed to $45 or even $55 for it. You know, it's almost like Jeff Jarrett saying the cheapest seats at the ballpark tour are $30. Well, I'm not going then. But yeah, I guess it's also, you know, with Dixie saying that the ratings that are coming out are not accurate. I'm wondering if, okay, let's say you have. Like WWE has 3 million people that watch, we'll just say 3 million, lowball it. And they have a million subscribers to the network, so that's a third of them. But with TNA, I believe it would be more like a quarter, if not an eighth of the people that actually watch it would actually subscribe to the network.
Well, okay, let's say a million people are TNA fans. You know, there's a million people who watched every week. Obviously, on Destination America, you're getting the 500,000, 600,000 range, you know, when you add in the extra stuff. And I get that. Not everyone has Destination America. You know, for me, it was an extra $10 a month for it. You know, it wasn't included in my package. And I'm sure it's that way for a lot of people. You know, not everyone can get that and they would like to watch it. But if you told me, hey, guess what? You can subscribe to the TNA network. You'll get those shows after, you know, a month after, let's say they come out. It's $8 a month for it. Yeah, I would do it. You know, that to me, I would definitely do it. And if you're talking a third of the audience, which I don't think it would be a third. I think it would be less. But I bet you could get 100,000 people to subscribe to the TNA network. You know, WWE had, what, 200,000 after the first month? I bet you could have TNA 50,000 after the first month.
Yeah, but that's a big investment for them. Because, you know, if let's say you have 50,000. and you're charging $8 a month for it. That's what, 300 and, oh gosh, I'm doing, I can't do math tonight. So you'd have $400,000 you'd make a month off it. Mm-hmm. But then you got to figure in bandwidth. Then you got to figure out converting the media. Then you got to figure making the Xbox One app, the Xbox 360 app, the PlayStation 3 well, and 4
and,
app too.
And I'm not saying, and this was, you know, of course, this is us talking because the Slammiversary coming back, you know, and us being spoiled by the pay-per-views, why we're even talking about this in the first place. Here's the thing. I think WWE Network, I would not have shows running all the time. That's one of the things for them that works. That's fine. And I know you liked it. Doug likes it. I personally don't. I like my stuff on demand. I like everything I do on demand. That's one of the things I don't get about watching things live for the most part, you know, unless it's a sporting event, you know, scripted things you can watch on demand. That's what I prefer personally. And so I think for TNA, if I did a network, it would be 100% on demand. It would basically be YouTube.
And they could do that. You could actually have, you have sub models actually for YouTube right now. Maybe that's something they should really look into. But it's just one of those things. Like the one thing that also I found funny about the show, basically of Impact, it was live, you know, 2 hour tape delay. But Bully Ray made his return as a ref. And Velvet Sky made a return. Do you think that the reason why Velvet Sky came back is because Bully Ray was like, listen, I have enough money, I'm good, but I want to make sure my girlfriend is taken care of. So I'll come back for this one match if you rehire her.
You never know. Bully, of course, he is a hot name, so he could go a lot of different places. Velvet Sky, not so much. I think that she is definitely a TNA Ring of Honor type talent. I don't think that she could go to WWE, you know, and not because I don't think she has the talent to, but it's because they don't need her and they have other women wrestlers that they can put their weight behind. So, I wouldn't see her going, but, I think that Bully Ray, they sounded like it was a one and done type deal. So Bully Ray, I mean, we're probably going to see him in other places. Maybe he'll end up at GFW at some point in time.
I don't know, dude. I think he's going to come back to the WWE at some point. Even though they said they weren't interested, it would be cool to see Team 3D back. You know, the Dudley Boys. See him come back just for one shot like they did at Royal Rumble. But one thing I found with the show being live, I was laughing at something. James Storm gave Mickie James a guitar. And The first thing I thought was, that's a prop guitar. But he had a design for so she could play it, which I thought was interesting. And then
the first thing I thought was, oh, that's kind of a cool design. I really hope that they don't destroy it.
And you know, someone in the back spent like 2 hours making it look all pretty.
Well, and that was the thing I was thinking about was, man, some guy went and they were like, make a really cool, like really, really cool guitar. And they're like, okay, cool. What's going to happen to this? Oh, we're going to smash it over somebody's head. Oh, what? I spent hours on this thing, though.
Yeah, and that was, to me, it was comical with that. But I don't know.
What do you think of this? I mean, the Magnus and Storm, Storm has been a heel. So I find this transition very interesting. What do you think about this? You know, Mickie James is in the middle because apparently the Bram situation has just been taken care of. I feel like that was kind of left a little open-ended, but regardless of that, Storm has been a heel and he's coming out being friends with Mickie James, who obviously has a TV set. And then we have Magnus coming out being the jealous husband. What do you think?
I thought it was interesting because, you know, Magnus came out and nothing. I thought something was going to happen, but then they, of course, bring up their son, which I think his name is Donovan. And then he came back, smashed guitar over his head, and that was it. Which I thought that was interesting. But this feud could really go to Slammiversary, and I think it will. I think this is going to be a Slammiversary feud.
It'll probably be a Slammiversary match. Yeah, you're right. Slammiversary is going to be very interesting. I don't know if you saw the taping schedule or not, but we're going to have a live Impact the weekend or that Friday before Slammiversary, which actually kind of works out, I think, because you have Slammiversary or you have the pay-per-view or you have the Impact on Friday and then you have the pay-per-view on Sunday. So, you know, you have a 2 day period. The only thing that could be very unfortunate, and I'm knocking on wood right now. All right. Knocking is if somebody gets injured on Friday.
That is true. But you got to remember, they're probably going to fly in on Thursday. they'll have the live show on Friday, and then of course pay-per-view on Sunday, and then if I'm correct, they tape Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. So they have a long, so basically they're going to be in Orlando for a full week.
Yeah.
They better go to Disney World during the morning hours, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm actually, I guess I am looking forward to this pay-per-view, and I just wish that they would stop taping so many in a row. But
I just, you know, I don't mind them taping. In fact, I enjoyed the one on, one off thing. I'm sure that money wise, that really helped them out. And I know that taping live is a very expensive procedure. But in my opinion, as a wrestling fan, I was much more excited to watch Impact this past Friday than I was this Friday because I knew that it was taped. And so, you know, all this stuff going on, they're like, oh, and this is, you know, use your hashtag so we can put this stuff up on the screen. It's like, you know, who cares, you know, at this point in time, you know, nothing exciting is going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. But that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow our show at AltaMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to dial and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.